Mumchen Hay. And so far, we've seen that the Rishonim point out that the maskon of the sugya is that roiv mitzunet zoshchita mumchen hein against the Ravina. Right? Then we pointed, and then we've seen is that the machlokes Rishonim whether when we follow this in a roiv, do we need to do a birur initially? The Goyim say they were only semech on this roiv b'diavad. We're not semech on this roiv l'chadchila. When the shoychet shechts, when we have a behemah shchuta b'faneinu, so we're supposed to try to find the shoychet and raise and find out if the shoychet knows the halachas. After him, if he's been a lesser kamon, we can't find the shoychet. Then we say, roiv b'tzin eshchita mumchen hay. Right? The question is, this shita of the Goyim, is that a shita that lahalacha? So this is a machlokes in the Teres of Bais, in the Bedek Bais, the Mishmeres of Bais. It's also can be found in the Rif and the Mochamas and the Mor. So it's usually quoted from the Bedek Bais and Mishmeres of Bais. The Teres of Bais is one of the great Sfarim of the Rashba. It was seen by the Kedmon as one of the greatest Sfarim of the Rashba. And the Teres of Bais, the Rashba writes, is on much of Isa v'Heter, and is much of the basis of what later on became the Torah Yeridei and Shulchan Aruch Yeridei. Now the Teres of Bais, it seems from the Hakdom of the Rashba, that he envisioned this to be the way that we have come to accept the Torah in the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. The Teres of Bais that you've learned now is the Teres of Bais Ha'oruch. There is another sefer called the Teres of Bais HaKotzer. The Teres of Bais HaKotzer is the Shulchan Aruch to the Beis Yosef. Right? Hezra Advarim. The Rashba lived in the 1200s, I think. And every so often we point out that Klal Yisrael from the time of Chasimus HaTalmud till the time of the Shulchan Aruch didn't have a sefer that a code that satisfied the needs of Klal Yisrael. In other words, when you learn Gemara, so when you finish the Gemara, what's the din? Roiv Mitzuyin or Ein Roiv Mitzuchita? How do we paskin? So you have to go to the sugya, you have to learn Ravina, 2 days in Ravina, you have to say that look at most of the Achrayim, most of the Amayrom are not Mekabel Ravina, you have to go to Daf Tess, you have to go to Daf Yud Beis, you have to figure it out, what's the maskon of the sugya? Alright. But let's say you don't know exactly where Mitzuyan is, so how are you going to figure it out? So you have to know that there is a sugya and tefillin at the end, that there's three dafim at the end of Erevin and three dafim in the middle of Anochis. Let's say v'shayla on mezuzah. So you have to know that there's a two dafim in Yuma to know mezuzah. So v'chasimas haTalmud, we had various rules of how to be machriya. You go b'sirayv, you go b'sachrina, stoma de sugya, but you had to be figured out. So the Rif summarized all the halacha l'maisa. The only problem with the Rif was that you had to know where to find it, because it goes to leave it to be at the shas. So you have to know that Chanukah is in Shabbos. You have to know Mila is in Shabbos. So amongst the Chachmei Ashkenaz, you had various Sifrei Kitzur that would summarize the halachis. The problem with the summary of the halachis is that whenever you have a Sefer Kitzur, so you cannot be don l'don. You don't know exactly how the Mechaber came to this particular conclusion. So for the Rambam, for example, the Rambam was the greatest organization of halacha. Was able to organize it into 14 different svarim. Right? When you finish, and the Rambam writes, you're now a Vaisefer, you're not going to need Shas anymore. So the Rambam was the great codifier. However, if something new comes up, you don't know what the source of the Rambam was. So you don't know what the Svara was, even the Sugyas. So it was of limited use going forward. So this was a battle going backwards and forwards. The Rosh went back to the style of the Rif, and various Svarim and the Shibboleth HaLeket, and the Sefer HaAguda, and the Isav Heter, and the Shari Dura, many Chachmei Svarim amongst the Chachmei Ashkenaz that tried to deliver what Klal Yisrael needed to have a Shulchan Aruch HaKod. The Rashba was one of the first attempts to address this issue by having a Torah's Havayas HaAruch. And you see, there's Havayas HaAruch. He explains from the Sugya down to the Halacha Lamaisa. And then he wrote a Torah's Havayas HaKotzer. So he has his bottom arranged. Look up the index, you find out what each bias had. And then you read through the bias. And he had the Sha'orim, very beautifully organized. Now you want to figure out how the Rashba came to the conclusion that you have to do a birur on the Shoichet. So then you finally go back and you say, well, this is recorded in the bias HaKotzer and bias Aleph Shar Aleph. No, not so hard to look at bias Aleph Shar to find out how we figured it. That was the genius of the Rashba. The Rashba, I don't understand fully why the Teres HaBayis did not become later on the Shulchan Aruch. It could be because, most likely because it addressed Isav Heter. And it seems to me that it was a heavily relied upon Sefer till the tour until the Shulchan Aruch. And that's why you'll see the Torah's advice as we go through the Suyas. You'll see it is so heavily quoted. The solution for Klal Yisrael came because of Yosef Kara, the tour, Rabbi Yaakov Bala Turim, was the next one who organized all of Allah into four Turim. So that was a huge contribution. And in the tour, he has the Shita, the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Rosh. So you have a sense of where he's coming from, but still not enough to be able to be marchiv the halacha from there. And then Yosef Kara with the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, where he showed us every makor of the Rambam, right, separate project. Then he wrote the Beis Yosef on the tour, where he summarizes every Gemara, every Rashi, every Tosfos, and the major Rishon that he's going to use later on. And then the Shulchan Aruch, he writes the Sefer Kitzur. So now, that was the perfect solution. So you can find your halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. You have to figure out, does it belong in Arachayim, in Yeridei of Ne'ezer, Rechesh and Mishpat? Once you figure that out, you have the index to figure out exactly which siman. Then when you want to figure out the source for that hachra, you go back to the Beis Yosef. So this mahalach of the Beis Yosef was really, which really solved Klal Yisrael's approach. So as far as I understand, that really was the Rashba, was the one who really was Megalavis. Two Svarim, one Aruch, and one Akotzer. So the Rashba, and then the Rashba, the Teres HaBayis Aruch, so the Ra'ah took up the task on several Nakudas. And if you read the Hagdama of the Ra'ah, that's what's called the Bedek HaBayis. The Bedek HaBayis meaning the play on words. Bedek HaBayis L'dok means to check, to inquire. Right? Bedek HaBayis was the, in the base of Mikdash, was the way you fix the fixing of the bias. So there was a little bit of a double entendre over there. But the Bedek HaBayis writes in his Akdova that it was done with great humility. But Lamana Emes, a very, very short Akdova, the Bedek HaBayis, Omar Aaron Alevi of Yosef. And I think the Bedek HaBayis, very correctly, the Ra'ah comes from the Balamor, so you'll have certain similar shittas. He says, Kvar nogu chachmei adoris, miyomim kan moinim, la sois chiburim ish kefi asher yivcha loy. V'gam beyem nogu lohoshiv aleim kifin yeshayir aleim lohitzei advarim aleim yitosim. He says that to him, he says, I'm going to write it. Rashba was the, wasn't this the Gadol Hador? The Rashba was icon status. The Rashba, amongst the Chachma Yisrael, was beyond the criticism. In other words, the way that, in a Zer Anpin, the way that we would view a Rabbi Yishev, Shlomo Zalman, Yimel Yosha, right? So the Rashba, it's hard for us to appreciate because we have to accept the Ramban and the Ritva. So in our mind, it all gets mixed up. But apparently, in the, when you sometimes, every so often, Rabbi Yosef will take a break from the flow and stop and tell you about the Rashba. So the Rashba was like, and the Kadmoidim was like, let's say the first part of now, the Chida. You don't argue with the Chida. An Ashkenazi go up against the Chasam Sefer, up against an Eretz Yehuda, not the question. So to go up, so that's the Eran Pin. To go up, it's like the, it's like to go up against the Rajbo. It was a similar status. So the Berak Abayis is writing a criticism of the Rajbo. It's Kamar Nogu Deris. This is the Minig of Kol Yisrael. That people write Svarim, and some of the people write Svarim are Svarim that criticize other Svarim. Mayim Nogu Loshim Alem, Kifisha Yirulem, Loitzi Advarim Lamite. Shein Roy Umasa Ponim Medim Lekim Chayim. He says, I'm going against the Rajbo. Also, there's no linsopanim. It comes to, we gotta get the emes of the Baruch Hu's Torah. We don't play favorites when it comes to that. We don't cower to other people. Uboy dvar mashaloi kedaiti. So I see that I have a chibur lechocha mecha mechach meyador, but dvar mashaloi kedaiti. Reisi lechtov osamu lechamos dei. Kedei sheyusbaru v'yuslavnu advarim, and then he says v'yizkul haroyim v'achochem yibol yatzvay, and we put it all out there. Reader decides what he wants to do, how he wants. Because Baruch Hu should give him siyata d'shmaya. The Rashba did not take kindly to this, as you can see. You get a taste of the Rashba was very did not take kindly to the Berak Abayis. And it seems from the Rashba's introduction, the Rashba then wrote a sefer called the Mishmeres Abayis. Initially, if I remember correctly, the Rashba wrote the Mishmeres Abayis. He writes it as if it's a third party. He does not write it as if it's him defending himself. The Mishmeres Abayis is written as a third chacham who sees the Berak Abayis criticizing the Teres Abayis and blows him out of the water. What is this Berak Abayis thing he's doing? Now, I don't know whether initially the Mishmeres Abayis was published as a one third was published initially V'ilum Sheh. And later on, it became clear that it was the Rashba's defense. But the Rashba, in his writing of the Mishmeres Abayis, if you have a look at the Hakdama, it sounds like that the Rashba, and we never, it sounds like that the Rashba thought that the Ra'ah did not appreciate how hard he worked on writing the Teres Abayis. Shiroh Einenu Vashisifu Lanu Viseinu Choyma Hoyolonu Gam Loyla Gam Yoyim Bitsilam Choyinu. The next word is, he writes, we worked 24 hours, 24/7. But we lived in the shadow of the Kadmoinim. They didn't sleep day and night. Let us to figure this out. They did this. That's what Gilly came. And then some people come along and they think that we were slacking off. They wrote the Sefer, sitting by the pool and taking a break every so often. So you can see from the writing later on that the Mishmeres Abayis did not take kindly. And again, it's always hard to know. It's always hard in the original Teres Abayis, the Teres Abayis of course is on the side. And the more recent ones, they republish as a separate chibur. So the it's always hard to know whether amongst the Rishonim, when they take each other on b'charifus, whether they're taking each other on b'charifus, or whether the value of being melabe divrei Torah is so is of such great concern that they go at each other with great drama. That's when the Ramban takes on the Rambam and he criticizes the Rambam using phrase that we would never use. But, so it's hard to understand whether the Ramban, that's where they argued at that time, or whether, because what's at stake is Das Lekim Chaim, if two guys were fighting and they go to court against each other, and what's at stake is a huge amount of money, so they go at each other. The Tzareinu Rav. Sometimes you see families fall apart because there's money at stake. Until there wasn't money, they got along very well. Once money's at stake, sometimes these families rip each other apart. So for the Rishonim to figure out what's with the, whether you have the correct shot in the Goin Shita of Tzorach Levaris Arayv, there's no compromising in trying to figure out whether that, what the right shot is. It's more important than trying to figure out who gets the estate. So that's what the lotion that they use is very often harif. I remember once when the Rav was working on a Rambam, and he was working on the Rambam in Shir, and it was a 3 or 4 hour Shir, and then finally he was comfortable. He felt that he had, as he said, that he put every word in his place in the Rambam. And then there was such a simcha. And he said without any kind, it was totally natural, without any kind of arrogance. He said, you know, for me to figure out this Rambam is worth more than $1 million. He wasn't saying it as a from arrogance. So when we see the Rishonim use very harif Rishonis, could be because I don't know. But as they say, don't do this at home. Don't do these lashonis. Okay? When you're presenting your own shittas. So, now we're coming back to this din of Roy Bezinitz Rishita Mum Chanein. And last we learned is the Ramban. And the Ramban says, so when do we say that we have to be Mevarer the Roiv? So last time we learned on Thursday, the Ramban was Mechadesh. There are different kinds of Roiv. There's a Roiv that is a Roiv Bori, and there's a Roiv Geruah. And to the best of our ability, we explain that a Roiv Bori is 10%, some say 15%, and a Roiv is less than 15, less than 10% miyut. More than an 85 or more than a 90% Roiv, that's a Roiv Bori. That does not require Levarer B'tchila. But a Roiv Geruah, if it's a 51% Roiv all the way up to a 90% Roiv, so that is a Din D'Rabbanon, that one has to be Mevarer. So the Ramban explained that Chazal, when it came to Roiv, Chazal had apparently an approach not to accept the idea of Asul Kevada. Chazal may have a din. There's a din of being Achay Rambam Lates. Chazal were Mesakin Shalei Naser Roiv Kevada. The Roiv is a Roiv. In other words, there is a Machloikis Tanoim. Machlekes v'mer chacham awi choishesh l'miyut. Do we say the miyut is k'misheinai? So that we pass like Rabbanon. We are not choishesh l'miyut. We are go bos arayv. Miyut is k'man de'enai. Chazal v'mesakein that we should be choishesh for the miyut. What does that mean, choishesh for the miyut? So one example is the example of Trey Rube when it came to Yuchsa. Right, that was the example that the Ramban gave. There is another example that we're going to be discussing today, and that's smoch mi'uta lechazaka. Every time we have a roiv, there's going to be a miyut, right? And chacham say miyut keman she'enai. Now, what about ruba v'chazaka? So we didn't deiraisa ruba v'chazaka ruba odif, because chachamim say that it's kemi she'enai. So I have, if I would have a cheskas eina zvucha, and I have a roiv mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchenein, so the roiv is being boitzi from the chazaka. We paskin ruba v'chazaka ruba odif. Hezmer Rav Chaim, Ruba Roiv is a Mevarer, Chazaka is a Machriya, a Mevarer helps me understand what the Emes is, a Chazaka tells me, but you don't know what the Emes is, what you do, so if I have a Mevarer and have a Machriya, the Mevarer takes precedence. Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif, that the Gemara says, that's Shitas Chachamim. Rav Meir holds that we are Choshesh for the Miyot. So I have a miut that's there, and I have a chazaka, smoich miut al chazaka, and that undermines the roif. We paskin ruba v'chazaka ruba odif, but you'll see from some rishonim that there is, and that they understand that Chazal said that sometimes we are soymech mi'ut l'chazaka and choshesh for that miut. That's part of Chazal's overall takana of shalom, according to Ramban, shaloi osu roiv kivadai. And the Ramban says another example, according to the Goinim, of loi osu roiv kivadai. It's if I can be mevara the roiv, be mevara the roiv. Asua roiv kamana means roiv kamishenai, means kamishenai. If the meat is not there, so what do we mevara? If achmi ram lahatis means there is no meat, so what's to be mevara? Elamai, Chazal said loy asua roiv kamanai. Chazal made a din. We don't say meat kamishenai. There is a roiv, there's a meat, and we go bus a roiv, we mevara. So the Ramban explains this idea that the Goinim, that we're seeing in the Goinim. So first the Ramban says that the Shita of the Goinim to be Mevarer, we find Rayas for it. The Raya is that we check the Raya, the lung. And the Ramban says, and the Goinim would say that I have, in the case of Teschanuyais, you do a birur, try to be mevarer if you can. So the Ramban says, we do follow this sheet of the Goinim. What's the basis for the sheet of Goinim? Sounds like for the Ramban, lo yasul kavada. Sounds like when Neos Daiti Pshat the Ramban, it is part of the array of Dinim de Rabbonon, that the Ramban says, lo yasu kevadai. Then the Ramban says, so when did Chazal say that we have this din, the tzrichim levarer? That's when you have a roiv gorua, when it's less than a 91% roiv, less than 85% roiv. A roiv bori, what's the class example? We don't do birur on any of the treifas except for the reya. For a beer and an treifa, you have to have some kind of reason, some kind of chashash. Good. Kacha did. So Rav explained that the way Chazal interpreted it, that when it comes to a roiv bori, so Chazal, and again, the way I would suggest to look at it, if I understood the Rav correctly, that roiv is a mevara. All right? When I have a roiv gorua, then Chazal said, and here I'm not exactly sure exactly how to say precisely, Chazal were misakin that we should look at a roiv from 51% till 91% as a machriya. Lo yosu kevadai. If lo yosu kevadai, what does that mean? But I'm still following the roiv. It means when they raisa, Rav Chaim said, I'm being mevara, it's a good enough birur. Chazal said, a 51% roiv till a 91% rov, look at it as if it's a machriya. If it's a machriya, let me see if I can do better. 91%. Oh, Chazal said, leave it adin de rice. All right. So that's what we figured out. That's what we accomplished until now. Comes the and had a chance to go through the Teres Abayis. So the Teres Abayis has, as we pointed out, this din of Ravina. He shows the Shat in the Gemara. He shows how why we machri like Ravina. And then he says he quotes the Geonim that we should do a bedika. And the Emes says, as far as I understand, this is the Askama Sapoiskim. With one other caveat. And that is that when the beer requires a very, requires a Tircha Yaseira, so then we are makil on the beer. Whenever there's a Chazal, we're only misakin a beer when it doesn't require. If it would require a big hefsid, if it have to go fly around the world to be mevarer, then we can be samech on the rive. Right? What's the rive for that? Hechad alasa kamon. He's not here. We don't have a chuyiv to find him. He's not here, so we go by to. Apparently, finding would require a certain amount of tirch. Good. Yeah?
Is tircha considered alasa kamon, and therefore you don't have a mevarer, or just
my thinking is that's the part of the lesser come on. Because lesser come on doesn't mean he's dead. It means I'm not 100% sure. Maybe we'll see if we can connect the dots better, but that's what it seems to me. So now the Bene Kabayis, famous Bene Kabayis, criticizes this Ramban, this position of the Gaonim. The Daikinon, the Torah's advice. Oid Kosa. The Hodi Arinon by Mizines Ushitum Bumchenein, Visamchin Nalei Lahatir, Davke Bidalesa Kamon, Avokalhecho de Isa Kamon, Sorch Bidiko, Keda Sagoenim Zal, the Ein Lazuzmi de Reim Adkan. This is a quote from the Teres Abayis. Vanioimer, the Reagoenim Zal Midas Chasidus, Veroi Linoi Kain. Alful of Yalocha Einoi came. Right? Bene Gavai, the Ra'az argued with every the whole Mahalach up until now. Right? He was saying, we worked hard to figure out how you can justify the Shitas Kain al Pidin. So he had the Ramban put in a certain context, a certain Hezber. Comes the Ra'az and says, that's a good thing. Right? He says, it's a good thing to do. However, you should realize that it's a midas chasidus. Right? That you don't have to knock yourself out to try to figure out the Rav Chaim and the Hezber and that. Midas chasidus is a good thing to do. Avol if yalach and again. His first raya is that if it would really be halachically required, then that should have been one of the pshatim in the Mishnah. Hakol sheichetin ushchitosik sheira should have been hakol sheichetin, right? And b'de isa kamon, we have to be mevarer, right? B'de lesa kamon, so since it wasn't one of the Eikim Toys, he thinks it's not correct. Hilchach Shura Sadin Deroy Mizin Shechita Mumchen Afilu Isa Kamon Loi Boy Bedika Klal Ella Lemi Shereitzel Lasoyz Kain Bevidus Chasidus V'Loi Min Edin Klal. In other words, it gets it. But a lesser Kamon, according to the Rav, Machlekes Rav as well, is can the Rabbi Machshir say kosher? According to Rashba, he cannot say kosher unless he can't find the Sheikha. According to the Ra, he for sure can say kosher. If he wants to be able to say to his Balabatim, this is a Mahadrin Dika, we all do all the Midas Chizah Goyim. Alright, then he, but otherwise, he can say. Oyin Yesh V'Kosa. Next quote from the Teres Abayas. He brings a raya from the din of Sakin. That this we haven't done this din yet. We've looked at it in the Testament Aleph. That we try to check the Sakin for every shechita. Oid Kosaf. Then he brings another raya, right? The rabbinic advice and the mishmeres and the Rashba brought another raya for his din. He brought a raya from the Ramban. What was the raya? Okay, now we're already getting to the svar. First raya was a raya from the text. Second raya was from another din. Now a svar. Ramban says iko chazoka de isura de behema b'chayo b'cheskas isra medes umen adin hayoshaloi seitzei meches kosa elav yediyo v'adoes v'loi shenismech ala roiv elamishum kula the behema lo yisroi sharishchuta lefaneinu samchinen aroba v'day im nesvoich b'chach heichod alesa kamon. Says the Ramban, this behema is b'cheskas iser, right? Reading the Chazara, right? Third shir b'cheskas iser. We discussed then whether we have machzik in Meisr leIsr from Eber Menachai to an Einah Shchuta to Nevela, or whether it's all one Chazok of Bar Zvuch, Einah Bar Zvuch. Good, Becheskas Isr. How do we get, now we have we had a live animal that was Becheskas Isr. We now have a dead animal. How did we get rid of the Becheskas Isr? So, we're saying because Roiv Mitzvina Shechita Mumchene. Says the Ramban, but Ruba B'chazok or Ruba Odif is true B'nei Raisa. Right? This is how I think it's from Shatan's Ramban. But Ruba B'chazok or, but there's a din the Rabbanon of Smoich Mi'uto L'chazoka. V'loi Shin Nismoich Ala Roiv. We're not samech on a roiv alone, mid a rabbanon, to be mitzvah mechazoka. Now, why are we being samech on this roiv? Roiv mitzvah shechita mumchenein. Very possibly, right? Side comment. Very possibly because this roiv is a roiv. No, sorry. The kash is even stronger because according to Ramban, this is a Roiv Gerua. So Ramban says that, so again, the Rashba is bringing a Raya for his position from the Ramban. What's his Raya? I have a Roiv, call it a Roiv Gerua. And I have a Cheskas Iser. How can I be Semech on the Roiv to be Moitzi from the Iser? So Chazal said, can't do that. So here it's different. Why? Because there is no reusa in the shechita, sher shchuta lefaneinu. There's no reusa. It's one thing is clear. It's not a. It's no longer even a chai. Elamai. What could be that the treifa? Could be that he did a harama, a hagrama. Could be that he did a Ashehi, what do you mean could be? There's no indication. So, we're being Seimech on the Roiv to be Moitzi Mechazaka. Why? Because in this case, there's no Re'usa in the Chazaka. Says the Rajba, if that's the reason for us to go with this Roiv, I think we should do a Bira first. There's once Chazal said that we don't fully, the Lamaisa, we don't say Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif. So how are we saying it over here? Must be because this chazaka, because there's no le'yisroi. Mishum kula de behema le'yisroi. Shechuta lefaneinu. We didn't say it properly. Because Mishum kula de behema lo yisroi shemishchuta lefaneinu. So then samchinan aruba. Because we know it's been shechted and there's no reusa in the shechita. So since there's no reusa in the shechita, we are going back on the din deraisa of going basarayv and not employing the din derabbanan of smoich miyuta lachazaka. So the Ramban, the Rashba says, the only way he can understand why in this case we would relax the din derabbanan of smoich miyuta lachazaka would be because we're doing a birur. So it must be that there should be some kind of birur. Kain in this rechachach, eich the lesser come on. So at best, we should only be soimech on this roim if we can't do the birur. Bani Yomer says the Benek Abayis, the Ra'ah, Darku shel Rabbeinu l'smoich al divrei ha'goinim b'chol mokim, avol be'ikar adin ein tana zu mechuveres. He says, I understand that the Rashba is blindsided a little bit. That he wants to follow the Goyim. He wants to figure out this Goyim. I understand he wants to be Seichel on the Goyim. But he says, but this Taina is not a good Taina. Ain't in the Chaveris. The Vadai. Ki Yamrinon Roiv Metrinis Roshchita Mumchenein Lab Davke Roiv V'la'afuke Miyot. Now this is where the Ra'ah comes as Chiddush. It can't be that Roiv Mitsuyin is a regular Roiv, and that the Roiv is saying, don't worry about the Miyut that are not Mumchen. T'ho lo'y Efsher. De imkein lo'y Sagilan Bachi, de ikon li'isura mi'uta de'in Mumchen, ve'chazoka de'isura de'behima, ve'ikole teira ruba de mitzuyin mumchen ukehai gavna de iko b'chad taima mi'uta v'chazoka ube'ike keruba aminan behenya b'yavamais tavi kefalgo palga. Basically what the Ra'ah is saying is that the answer that the Ramban, that the Rashba gives to the Kashas doesn't fly. He says here we have a clear case. You're telling me Roiv Mitzuyin is Shechinah Mumchenein. That means there's a Miyut or not Mumchen. That means I have a Miyut or not Mumchen, and I have a Chazokas, Cheskas, Isur of the Be'ima. And we paskin, Gemara in Yevamos, Mid Rabbanon, Smoich Mi'utu L'Chazokah. In other words, the Roiv is not Moitzi from the Chazokah, and it's like Nisha B'Sofek. Kepalgo Palgo. And then it brings another raya. The mina the choshulim meir tefein beruba. Just like the Gemara says that Rabbi Meir holds that we are chayish lemiuta, and Rabbi Meir says that smoch bila hazok. We didn't make it then. The cave and the came lehavil on the mismach hay ruba. The roiv is a shechitu mumchnei. Right. Therefore, And the Ra'a says exactly from where the Ramban, where the Rashba wants to bring a Raya. The Rashba wants to bring a Raya, then there has to be a Bira. Why? He says because it's a squeaker of a Roiv. It's a good Roiv. How are we going to explain that in this case we're not saying smoich mi'uto lechazaka? How can we explain in this case we're being soimech on the roiv kineged hachazaka, when even though that's the din deraisa, but there's an overarching din derabanan of not being soimech on the roiv kineged hachazaka? So what happened over here? So the Ramban says, well, there's no reusa in the shechita. So and because the Rashba is stuck, he says, and that must be why the Gaon will say you have to do a birur. Says the Ra'a, but if you look at it black and white, look at it straight, without any acrobatics, so then we have a problem. We're being semech on the roiv kineged hachazaka. That goes against the din derabanan. So therefore we are forced to say that Rav Mitzuyan is not like the Pshat of Rav Mitzuyan. V'labdavke Rav Elo kola Mitzuyan kamrinon Ra'oz famous Shita, that this Rav is not a Rav, this Rav is kol. That nobody shechts if he doesn't know Hilchos Shechita. Nobody's tongue picks up. Nobody's going to come to shul Rosh Hashanah morning with a shofar, and if he hasn't practiced and he can't blow shofar, he's not bringing his shofar to shul. If a guy thinks he's a backup, he's there, he's dying to be, he's always wanted to be the Baal, he's waiting for the one time when the other Baal Tekez can't get a sound out. All right. So those guys, like that guy has practiced and he makes sure that he's very, very good. That guy is not, if he's not good, he's leaving his shofar up, right? So the Ra'a is saying nobody picks up a shechet's knife and goes over to a behema, and if he doesn't know how to do shechita, right? Moshe Amoyel, right? I'm saying more, right? The same thing, right? So same thing is true about a shechet. If he doesn't care, if he just wants to kill the animal and he doesn't care about nevela, so he takes the animal in the back room and does what the goyim do to the animals, right? If he's picking up a shechet's knife, it means that he cares about cutting the animal kilchasa. Then he knows what he's doing. Either or, right? Either he's going to put the animal to death in the Shaloi Kedin, or he's going to take it in. So the Baal HaMor says, this is not a roiv, this is kol. There's no requirement to, that's what the Baal HaMor says, there's no requirement for beer rov here. V'hai den nokat roiv ha-shigras lo shenu v'gumara. And I have something, the chiddush of this Baal HaMor, of this Ra'ah, you begin to realize right now, because that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Roiv. You have to understand, all the Rishonim said Roiv. The Rishonim are trying to figure out whether Rechoshesh for this, for the Gemara says to be Mavara this Roiv. So you have Milchasimus and Talmud until the Ra'ah, did anybody say, this is not a roiv? I mean, when you send Luyatub is Manenu Anu, somebody would say Achirish that nobody ever said before. It says roiv, doesn't really mean roiv. Right? You take him out of the base of Medrash. Right? It's not Shayach. So here the Baal HaMor says, I understand what I'm saying. I understand I'm going Mamish Kineged the Loshen. V'hai did not get roiv Ashigras Loshen. Because that's the way Gemara speaks. The Gemara says, uses the word roiv. The time of the milsa, the kol mizin shechita, anu loimar, shein mumchen, lefisha dover, mefurs, mubi yisrael. V'yafilo veitzel ame orbitz, shenevei la asura, v'chei ebim anachai oser, You will not find a Jew who doesn't know Eivon Achai Nevela. Hilchach, Ein Odom Mi Yisrael Nizkak Lishchot Le'olam Elam Kein Yedei Hilchah Shechita Ve'elu Devarim Kilorin Le'inayim. Kilorin Le'inayim means this is like a refuah. What the Ra'ah is saying is there's a huge issue we don't understand over here. Like, the din of Roi Mitzuyin goes against the Ayesoyin. The Yisoyin is Smoich Mi'uta L'Chazaka. We have a Chazaka, right? Animals V'cheskas Isa. Good morning, Daftes. How can you be Smoich and a Roi V'kei Neged a Chazaka? So the answer is be the Raisa, that's the din. Ruv V'Chazaka V'Arif. One kiddushin. Rav Meir says we're not saying Rav Kenech Baruch. But it's we are saying Rav Kenech Hazak. Elamai, we find that Chazal, close to Gemara Yevamos, said Smoich Mi'uta L'Chazake, and we explained earlier that's part of the Rabbanon's approach, which the Ramban formulated for us, and that is that Chazal did not want us to follow the Rav Kevanai. So they said, without a vada, how can you get out of the chazaka? So they made a din. Ruva v'chazaka v'arif m'dei raisa, smech mi'uta l'chazaka m'dei rabbanon. And it's kipalga palga. So says the Rashbah, gvaldik akasha, and this must be, and we're talking about a rav guru over here, not a rav bar. So this must be the basis for doing a birur. That's pshat negayim. Comes the Baal, the Berek HaBayis, and says, this is a Kavaldik Akasha. You can't squeak out of this kasha by saying you do a birur. Chazal said it's like a sofek. Kapalga palga. There's no reason for doing a birur over here. And remember what he said? He said, I never arrived from the Gemara that we don't do a birur. Because if we would be doing a birur, that should be one of the four pshatim, should be pshat number five. So there's no requirement for doing a birur. No one mentioned a birur till the Gaonim. The Gemara does talk about birurim. The Gemara says, by a sakin we do birurim. The Gemara says, by the rei we do birurim. So no one said we do a birur over here. So why are the Gaonim making this up to do a birur? So the Berek HaBayis says, Laman Emes, what's going on over here? So now it must be that this is not a roiv. Because if it would be a roiv, there would be a miyut. And if there's a miyut, there's a chazaka, and this roiv doesn't work. So Chazal must be explaining to us that this roiv is like different from any other roiv. If I was the Rashbah, I would say what the roiv said. It says La Alufe Loi Chayashina. We have a lashon for a huge, huge, overwhelming rave. So Chazal should have said La Amiratus Loi Chayashina. Right. So I have a huge kasha, but now you see what the integrity of all the Rishonim. But now you see the Berek HaBayis understands his weak point. His weak point is that it says Rav in the Gemara. So Berek HaBayis had to be mechadish. A difficult chiddush. Shigras Lashon. Sometimes the Gemara says Cherish Eitav Kotten, we don't even Kotten. We just need a Cherish. Shigras Lashon, we got caught up in the Lashon. Right? So the Berek HaBayis is employing that idea. Shigras HaLashon. Instead of saying call, it said, now the svara of the Berek HaBayis is a powerful svara. That anybody who shechts, he knows what he's doing. Right? We that's actually, when you think in terms of a moil, we get it, right? So the svara is a powerful, but the lashon, and that's what the Mishmeres HaBayis takes the Berek HaBayis to task on several nikudas. Question, Chaim.
I was just going to ask what you would do with the Lashon of Rav Mitzuyin versus Lo Chayashina.
Kasha is a good Kasha. Yeah. Kasha is a good Kasha. I don't have an answer. Go ahead.
If robe doesn't mean robe, then yeah. How does he explain Lisa Kaman? Because if it's not a robe, then when it's Lisa Kaman, what are we relying on there if it's not really a robe? What are we relying on?
Go slow. Gemara says.
If it's a Basar Lisa Kaman.
Yeah.
And we're saying that when we say robe from Syrian, are Mumchen, and therefore that's we can rely on that robe when it's Lisa Kaman to be able to eat that Basar.
Yeah.
Then when it's. And if,
No. That's according to Ravina, who says that Roiv Mitzvahs Shechita Loyer Minan. That's going to Ravina.
But are we saying that the Bedek HaBayis is explaining that?
Go ahead.
Roiv Mitzuyan are Mumchanin.
Right.
And therefore we have this Roiv to rely on whether it's Issa Kaman or Lisa Kaman.
Correct.
That we have this rule.
But Ravina himself doesn't say that. Ravina himself says that there are guys who do shechita who don't know halachas. Yeah. I mean, the truth is that according to Ra'ah, it's very possible that this is the machlekes between the Tanoim and the Amirom who say, do we say Roiv Mitzuyim? That they really argue about, we all agree that Roiv, do we say Kol Mitzuyim? Right? So that could be the Nekudas HaMachlekes. So the Mishmeres HaBayis quotes the Bedek HaBayis. V'herich b'dvarim. She'ein lehem shachar. This is Rashba taking on the Ra. He was marich b'dvarim that ein lehem shachar means they have absolutely no light. V'loy zev ezeh she'esh m'machayim. V'kol aroyim. And nothing that has any life to it. And anybody who sees what he's writing, yagide. The lawyer isi litroyach b'ksivosan sirosan l'roif shishasan. There's no reason for me to even have to argue with some of the rais he's bringing because it's so easy to dismiss what the Bedek HaBayis is saying. Ubechivor kvar diktek v'erapon the malocha. And the terrorist advice already showed yoisim me'irin midivri ha'koisev. And things that are much better, easier to understand than what the Rose writing. Be'afilu hachi tirutz kol ha'kosh v'em midivrei. Ela shekasavti divrei ha'koseh. But I am going to argue with some of the things he writes. So that's because it's b'dikas ha'sakin. And he explains that. And then he says, "Hakosev hazen echoshish liatzmai kalal." This author, the Bedek HaBayis, he's not worried about himself. Oisev boyres neshvarim devarim berurim, and he takes things that are clear and makes them into broken flasks. V'kamet tov berayuzu, the non loychay sin. So dikas asakin. Just to give you, if you haven't seen it, a taste for the. Okay, let's start with the second, and then void Masha Kosber Rabban. Kosev Shem Darko Shal Dinei Rabbeinu. Avol Bi Iker Edin Ein Tanazu Mechuveres. Because it's Lav Davke Roiv Ulufuki Miyad. He brings Uriah from Yevamos. And then he says, after he quotes the Bedek HaBayis, he says, Hutzrachti lechtov kol devar. I had to write everything he said. Right? Why? Because there's so many mistakes. Yesh v'neshkiyos harbe. Bechol pratu prat, every detail. I have to go over every detail. And he writes that these, what he just says, chinish, is kilur and leinayin, that it's a refuah, that it's a medication for one's eyes. And he says that he needs to find the. He is so unclear, he has to find a much better medication than he's found. Right? Post Pesach Devar of Omar. Oid Shogag. He also made a mistake because he says Zeroiv is Lab Davka. And there he goes to town and says, how can you say that Roiv, that the Chazal were not careful with their Lashon of Roiv? Chazal were redactic b'chol Lashon. She'etziu oisim b'lashon r'viyah v'lashon r'aylam. V'ashigris Lashon she'amru. And he says that it was just Shigris Lashon. He says, how can you say such a thing? That's his strong criticism of the Benek Abayis. All right, but Lachar, we do have to understand that there is a kasha we have to have in Mataris over here. All right, the kasha is what happened to Smech Milachazar. That's a powerful kasha. Ra'oz Chiddush is a huge Chiddush, but it highlights they have to figure this out. What is the yesod of roiv mitzvah of shechita, and why is it not subject to the din derabbanan of smech miutul lechazok? So we already pointed out that the Rambam in Yud Aleph Zayin, he writes eid echon nem visurin af a pishu posel l'shar edius shvei rosha ba'aver sheshachet shechitos ekshera v'nemon loymar ki halacha shechateti. Even though that he is not kosher for other adias, even if he's a mumer for an averish chitosi kishera, ben neman loymar kihilchasa shachatati, but he would not be neman of a choshev al dover in a neman al shaloi of a neman al achever. So it seems from this Rambam, Rambam is putting the din of neman loimer kalocha shachatati, right, under the category of eidach and neman visur. So it's been suggested that the Rambam views roiv metunet shechita as a form of eid echa neman bisur. In other words, how does roiv metunet work? It means that the shochet would not want to trip anybody up. We use the svarv of the Rashi that we learned. Right? Means that the Shoichet has his own personal nemonis. So if that's the case, that would be a valid answer to the Ra'oz Kasha. The only question is the two problems with that approach. What are the two problems? So one problem is that why would there be a room for beer? And the other problem is that Tosfos and Gittin Beis Amud Beis argues very clearly that that it's not a din of that eid echon nemisurin is not related, that roiv mitzuyin eshachita is not a din of eid echad, because the din of eid echad is eid echad keneged a cheskas iser is not nema. Okay, so we still have to figure this out. Afagav dash ein biyodel letakne. In this Tosfos, afagav leshayech sheroyim esoshchitu mumchne. So let's stop and get to mincha. But that's we have to figure out how we're going to miyashiv this Rashba. And then, Mr. Shem, we do that, then we'll.